session. So is there any of the directors who have anything they would like to come and address the council with this evening? Please come forward.
Megan's shaking her head. No.
Chief? I don't want everybody to rush the podium at one time.
Our hearts are with you, Chief.
Thank you. Yeah, just a short update on the incident down in Santa Quinn. Our agency has been involved to a small degree in support of Santa Quinn PD and the officers down there. I did watch this incident unfold Saturday morning. Happened pretty quick, actually. Disoriented caller calling dispatch, just making all kinds of confusing reports. Thought somebody was hanging on the back of his semi as he was driving down the road. Mentioned Hell's Angels and stuff like that, some paranoia there. So when they found him, they made a traffic stop, UHP did, and Santa Quinn assisted down there. Made contact with him. There was another person in the semi. She exited, and then as they tried to assess what was going on, the driver started taking off again in the semi. In pretty quick fashion, he made a U-turn right there on the freeway with his semi and went back in the direction of the officers and hit one and killed him. And then he abandoned that truck, fled on foot, stole another semi, took that to Mona, dumped that, stole a pickup, went to Mount Pleasant, dumped that, stole another one, went to Vernal. So the manhunt lasted probably 4 or 5 hours. They spotted him just before Vernal. UHP did a pretty good job in the pursuit, ended up pitting the individual about 100 miles an hour, took him into custody. So a situation that was horrific, probably could have been much worse, but it's one of those that doesn't always happen some other place. Now it's happened here, and it's kind of a punch to the gut to our department and all involved, but we will weather this like all the other stuff that happens in our society. So, evil is still here. We'll combat that. Our officers are on top of things. They're certainly cognizant of what exists every day when they put on that uniform. But we have had some involvement. We've had some exposure to the horrificness of this tragedy, and we'll continue for the next week in support of that family. And that officer will be laid to rest next Monday. Funeral services at 10 a.m. next Monday down at UVU, and we'll be supportive of that. Those proceedings down there as well. And I think we're helping out with a couple of items of business down in the city of Santa Quinn this week in preparation for that. So that's what's going on. Shout out to the fire department and other employees of the city that also responded down there in support of the two processions, one that escorted the officer's body to the medical examiner's office, and then yesterday as they transported him back to the town of Santa Quinn. We had great support, fire department and other employees that just lined the overpasses. Every overpass from probably 45th South all the way down to Santa Quinn was just filled with citizenry and employees and fire department, stuff like that. So about the time you think that society doesn't have much support, there was actually quite a bit. Geneva Rock, Point of the Mountain, did quite a demonstration with their cement trucks in support of that procession, so and many others. Kind of solemn situation. Not the first. Be nice if it was the last, but we'll see how that goes. So, any
thanks,
questions?
Chief.
So, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. No, thank you. Anyone else from the staff? Okay, with that, we'll turn to I'll ask our city administrator for our next council meeting.
Yeah, just a couple items. We have a fire department recognition for a rescue they did a couple weeks ago in Cedar Hills. We'll have Chief Ingeman talk a little bit about the incident, and then we have at least one particular firefighter we'd want to recognize. So we're going to do that in our work session. We also have an area entry sign for Cook Family Park that we have designed. We want council to take a look at, give some input on before we get that design. So you'll see that also in our work session. I can't remember what we had for council meeting.
Strawberry Days.
Oh, sorry, Strawberry Days. Miss Pleasant Grove is going to, the royalty is going to come and introduce themselves at our council meeting in 2 weeks on the 21st. So that's it for our meeting. As far as calendaring, just a reminder, and they talked about this today, there is two meetings tomorrow at the school district offices to talk about the latest financials regarding the school district potential split. There's a meeting at 2 and one at 4, and my understanding is it's the same information, so you can attend either one of those. And then there is a ribbon cutting for CC Bank, just over there on State Street, just down by Domino's and Jimmy John's. I don't know, Eric, do you have anything you need to add?
Yeah, it's going to be big. This, if you don't want to miss one, this is it. A lot of dignitaries will be in attendance. What?
Friday. No, this one, it's Friday at 2. So I've sent an appointment out for that. It's in your calendar. Same with both the Alpine School District meetings. You have those in your calendar as well. We have our Fox Hollow annual meeting with them is next Thursday, the 16th at 6 o'clock at Fox Hollow. I've sent that appointment out as well for your calendars. And then I'll send an email out tomorrow, but I'll be gone starting tomorrow at noon, and we'll be gone rest of the week. So if you guys can get the school district stuff resolved in the next 3.5 days, I'd appreciate it. So,
in your dreams.
Yeah, that's right.
If we only knew what we could vote for, I think that would be the half of the battle. Yeah.
Sorry, probably, I didn't mean to open up a discussion on that. But
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, that's all I have.
So, Sid.
No.
Eric.
No.
I just have a 2-year-old grandson that is obsessed with fire trucks, police trucks, and skid steers. So I may call on Chief Mayor to see if I can find a skid steer somewhere.
I have a skid steer at the farm.
Okay. Well, I'll probably text you.
I got a Mini-X now, too. I'll convert him to a Mini-X.
Okay. No, so that's all. He's with me all week, so hey, I need to keep him busy.
Give me a call. I'm around.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So with that,
there was a couple of comments by the public about the district meeting. I just would encourage anybody who wasn't present to go watch that meeting, because I think it actually was pretty clearly laid out why entering into an interlocal was probably a bad idea. It wasn't a hasty decision. We've had discussion on it, and I think that we understand the options as they exist right now. We've done a lot of research and a lot of work on this. So if you have individual questions about that, public, I know there's not a lot here, but if you're watching, then we encourage you to engage with the Alpine School District in that process. And
can I just say, Councilmember Rogers, that is on the Orem City website. So they have it posted. If people want to watch that meeting, it is now on their website.
And I think with our statement, we also put the dates of the Alpine School District meetings, public hearing meetings also. So that information's out there.
Yeah, there was one board member, well, there was multiple more board members, but if you're confused as to why our position is what it is, Board Member Wilson gave a wonderful presentation that I would just
spot on,
kind of copy verbatim and ditto it here, because that will help you understand why our position is what it is. So I'd encourage you to do some of that work, look into it, and that will help you understand why we're united as Pleasant Grove in the best decision for what we think is moving forward in that.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, well, thank you, Councilman, and thank you for your time at the meeting today. I think it was well spent, and our position was known, but we still got a long road to go, and our residents will have an opportunity to have a vote, And we just need to make sure they get themselves educated, and we help them with that on what they want to do. And so we'll do our part in that, and it'll be for best for what all of us in the Alpine School District, especially for our children in Pleasant Grove. So with that, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion by Councilmember Williams. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilmember Rogers.